Tiar and Daf Kuvches on the days. Let us again start from the Gemara Tavu Bailam Lashema Venishba. We'll learn over again the Gemara, perhaps it will become a little clearer than was yesterday. Tavu Bailam Lashema Venishba. The Bailam were Taveya the Shema, it was Nigna from the Shema, Venishba. Vahuka Haganef, and now we found out who the Ganef was. Tavay Shema Vahide. So the Shema was Taveya the Ganef. The Ganef was Maida to the Shema. Tavu Bailam Vikofa. The Bailam or Taveya the Ganef, and he was Kaifa. Eviu Adim, and the Bailam brought Adim that the Ganef stole it from the Shema. Mi nifta Haganef Baidoa Shema, Oile nifta Haganef Baidoa Shema. That what the Ganef was made to the Shema, that he become Potter, is this considered Maida Beknas? Was not considered Maida Beknas. What does Rashi say? Mi nifta haganef min hakeifel kishar meide beknas. Baido shahoyde l'shoyma. Oiloi nifta. And what is the tzad that it was not nifta? The kivin de nishba shoyma tchile. The shoyma swore already. After it got stolen, the shoyma swore to the bailam. Nistalik. So he's ois shoyma. Vishuv eino bishmirosai. So he's not mutal olof to watch it anymore. It's finished. It was stolen from him. And now he swore, and he spotter, he doesn't owe the Bailam anything. And the Lehavi heido. So the heido to the Shema is not considered heido. So the Shaila was, do I say, does it become nostalgic with the Shvuah? It's not Bishmirosi anymore, or not? That was the Shaila. So what did the Gemara answer? Omar Rove, it matters. Im be'emes nishbam, if the Shema swore the truth, nifta haganef baido Shema. Then the ganef becomes nifta. Im b'sheker nishbam, Leinifta Haganev Baidoa Shema. Now let us see Rashi. In Be'emes Nishba Hashema Shetoan Nignevo Boines Benimtsa Kain. Now Rashi says Nignevo Boines, which means later we'll see means list of Mizuyim. Benimtsa Kain. Nifta Haganev Baidoa Shema. The Kivin the Neman who, since this Shema is Eish Neman, Nishba Be'emes, is Anan Sadi, the Ava Mishtakre Behemet, if the Behemet would be found, Nichele Lamore to Tehevi Biyodei, the Bailam would Zicha be Sefriden that the Shmira should continue. The Biyodei Dahaich, he's an honest person. Hilkach al shomer ze lach zeracher. So therefore, it's mutal on the shomer to try and find it. Utviyosoi tviye. So the tviye is a tviye. That means the Bailam wants him to continue his good job of being a shomer. He's an honest person. But he does ganav heido. Vim nishba l'sheker, but what if he swore l'sheker? Shetoyin meis, oi nishba, oi nishba, oi nignava bo'ines. He swore that an oinus occurred. Ubo umotso she'enoi kein. And the later we found out that it's not the way the Shema had said. The Kivin, the Megalia, Milsa, the Shakran have it. Since we see the Shema as a Shakran, and Nansadi, the Leinechele, Lamori, the Lehevi Su Shema Alo, he doesn't want that he should be a Shema on this anymore. But Tviyosai ain't a Tviy. The Tviy is not a Tviy. And I'd like to mention two Nekudis and what Rashi said till now. It is very interesting. This, my Chavrusa was Ma'irah, Rabbi Yenikente was Ma'irah, that when Rashi says, it is a Tviy, it's not a Tviy, Seydor Sarashi says, U'tviyosai Tviy, Vahidor's Gana Vahidor. The Tviy is a Tviy, and Eidor is Eidor. Then Rashi says, but if it's Nishba L'Sheker, U'tviyosai Eino Tviy. The Tviy is not a Tviy. So it would seem the Truma Sakri in Simen Aleph, Sif Aleph says, Amir de Kechidush, the Leimrinen Haidoas Baldin Bifnei Bezden, Have Haido, by Momen, the Lifter Miknas, Elok Shahoida Al Yedei Tviyah. This Haloche, you need a Tviyah of a Baldovo, to make that your Hidoshi Evatayrasado, even though this was the Bezdin, if there wasn't a Tviyah, the Hidoshi does never shame Hidoshi. And we see this from the Lashon of Rashi, because Rashi is Marech, U'tviyosai Tviyah, and Vaidos Ganav Hido, and if he was Vimnishba Lesheke, U'tviyosai Eino Tviyah, so Vaistois. Remember, in the Lashon of Gemara is also mashma like this. Tavua, that the Shemer was Teiveya the Ganef. Is it Al Kaponim, this is Tamazai Amiridike Yesod, that Lagabi, Agamar speaking about Moide Beknas, Lagabi Moide Beknas, one needs a Tviya of a Baldova. That's one Yesod. Now, a second Yesod, I saw in Beis Meir, in Chidusha Beis Meir, he says, Amir de Kazakh, and there's a new outlook on Rashi, Harashi Elohim Shatan de Gemara. Rashi says, Be'emes Nishba was, he said it was Nignavo Bo'ines. Nignavo Bo'ines. It's talking about, it was listed Mezuyan. Vim nishba l'sheker, what does sheker mean? So Rashi says a whole bunch of onsen, he swore maize, nishba, ay nignevo bo'ines, Rashi brings a whole set of onsen. Ubo umotzo she'enei kein. So when Rashi said what he swore, Rashi gave a list of onsen. Einei kein, Rashi doesn't say what it really was, it wasn't an oines. That's all what Rashi is saying. So the Beis Meir says, Amir de Kizach, Pshat and Rashi, and the Miri also says this. You know what happened? We're speaking about Hashem Achinam. And Hashem Achinam is Potter and Gneve. And between you and me, there was a Gneve. There was a Gneve. He was Taka Potter. But he didn't want to say there was a Gneve. They came, an armed robber was Nigla Voynes. That's what he said. So, Be'emesin, the Shemer, Afilu, Lefi Ha'emes, the Shemer is potter to pay the Baila. Because Lamaise, it was Nignav, he's a Shemer Chinam, and he's potter and Gneve. So, he doesn't know the Baila anything. So, what right does he have to be a Teveya to the Ganef? But let's work the other way around. If Nishba L'Sheker would mean he was a Pesheya, that Lamaise, he said it was a Gneve, and it really was, and there was a Gneve, and there really was Bipshiyosai, so he's Chayev.
is chayiv to pay the bailim, then Rashi would not have any problem, then Rashi had a tremendous problem. So why can he be teveya from the ganiv? I have to pay the bailim. If there was a gneiva bepshi and I'm a shemachinam, so I owe the bailim. Why can't I mon money from you? You're the ganiv. If I don't get the money from you, I have to pay from my own pocket. I'm zicher al baldova to mon from you. That means that if you don't pay, so I have to pay the bailim. You stole it. It was bipshiyosi. So you're the real sibir. Why that you should pay? You stole it. And who am I to mon? Because if you won't pay, I'll have to pay. Was bipshiyosi. So Rashi had a kasha on the Gemara. What is Rava saying over here? What is Rava saying? In nishba b'sheker, he can't mon. He can't mon from the ganav. Why can't he mon? If nishba b'sheker means that he said that it was a gneiva and he's potter, and it really was a gneiva b'pshi and he's chayiv, he can zicha mon from the ganav. He's a baldover over here. If you don't pay, I have to pay. Therefore, Rashi learned a different pshat in the Gemara. Sheker does not mean that the sheker was that he was really chayiv, and he swore shvuah sheker to pat himself. No, he was potter. But when he swore, he's potter. It was nigna, nizashay mechinam, and he's potter. So besides he's potter, so what kind of a baldover is he? So he doesn't know anything to the bailim. So what kind of a baldover is he to mon from the ganet? So that's where Rashi says like this. If this person is honest, and he says, he swore there was an oinus, it was a list of mezuyim, and it was a list of mezuyim, so he's an honest person, so the bailim wants to continue holding him for a shema. So memele, so he is still a potential shema. He wants me right to be a shema. Now it's hukar aganet, so fakert, so he wants that the shmiris should continue. So memele, so I'm moaning from you the behemoth, and I have a right to moan from you the behemoth, because my shmira was never nifsak. He wants me to continue, and I also want to continue. Then he's called the baldova. But if this shemis swore false, not that he swore false that he was potter and he was chayv, he was potter, but he swore false. He said it was nignav, and he says it was a list of mezuyim. That's what he swore. The Meiri says nochmer. The Meiri says if the Shaima swore that it was nignav balaila, and it was nignav bayoyim, so the Bailam doesn't want to have any shaykhus with him. This person is not an honest person. She doesn't want to have any shaykhus with him. So memeila, so therefore the Shaima is not, so he doesn't want him to continue his shmir anymore. I had enough with you already. You don't owe me anything because it was nignav, but I don't want to continue having you as my Shaima. So Mamele is not a baldova. So this is how the Beis Meir says Pshat and Rashi. And the Miri also says this Pshat and the Gemara Moyodike Pshat. And Fakert, Rashi held. And we'll see that Taisus also held like this, and therefore we'll have learned a different pshat in Taisus than we learned yesterday. Taisus also held like this. That means if the shemer is chayiv to pay, if it was nishba b'sheker, that means he's really chayiv to pay, and he swore his potter to pay. So then there wouldn't be a shayla. He can zicha be teveya from the ganef. And we'll see as the sugya progresses, then he could be teveya from the ganef. Because if you don't pay, I'll have to pay. So I'm zicha baldova to be teveya from the ganav. That's why Rashi said that he's zicha potter to pay. And the only koyach hatviya he'll have from the ganav is because the shmira was a nifsak. Not that before we had a tzad, since he swore and he's potter, it's done and over with. So Rava said, no, it's not done and over with. If the chayfetz is still around and accessible, so the previous shmira is still in existence. So the Bailam wants he should continue the shmira. So he's about double to mum from the ganev, memela they dub the ganev will pater him from knas. That is the Gemara till now. He says the man is in Nisba Be'emes and Nisba Be'sheker. Boy Rove, Omad Lishova Be'sheker. What happens, he came over to the Bailam brought him. What happened with the Be'emes? An armed robber came, there were 5 armed robbers with machine guns, and they went and they took it away from me. It was not true. It was Nignav, she's also part of, again, he made a whole big bubba maise. Veloy inichu, the Balaam did not want him to swear. He is already an armed robber, 5 armed robbers, he didn't want him to swear. There's 2 mahalchim, either he was meichel de shvuah, oh, I don't want you to swear now. I don't want the dishvu that what you're saying happened. I don't want you to swear on this. Mahu, what is the din? Teiku. So the Gemara blibes by a teiku. Zot Rashi, loy nichu umai, mida loy nishba, nemonu adayin labayil. Good, he had wanted to swear. And the Balaam was the one that said, Lamaisa, I don't want you to swear at the present time. But Lamaisa, he didn't swear false. I mean, he wanted to. From one thing to his, so you can't say he's not an Ish Nemo. So Memele, he's still Nemo, a dying Balaam. So the Balaam will still accept him to continue the Shmire. So Memele, he's a Baldova. Oy Dilme. Kivin the Omad Lishava, he was about to swear already that they came with the 5 robbers came with machine guns, and the Balaam held this as a very fishy tiny. The Balaam doesn't trust him anymore. So you don't need a mamish a shvua sheker to have this trust in him. He shouldn't continue the shmirah. A rotzen to make a shvua sheker is enough. The Balaam is enough from him. So that was the shaila of Rove. Rove blibes by a teiku. Boy Rove. No, Rav Kahane masni hochi. So this is how Rav Kahane said over this memre of Rove. So the way we are saying now, he says, Rava only said that Nishba Lishekel, that he can't be Teveya, is talking about was Miptur Leptur. That means he swore there was a list of Mizuyim, but he was Potter to pay the Balaam because there wasn't a list of Mizuyim, it was a Ganet. Rav Tavyuni Mas Nohochi, Boi Rove, Rove Kler de Shaila, Nishba Lesheker Mayu, he says, and this Boi Rove Omad Lishova Besheker, so now Rav Tavyuni said, Rove Shaila was different. Nishba Lesheker Mahu Teiku. Now what is this Nishba Lesheker? Mi Amrinen, now here Nishba Lesheker, now here we're going to come with a new factor that he should be a Balaam. That's 100% true that the Balaam don't trust him anymore. That's for sure. Mamish nishba l'sheker. But what was the sheker? He was taka nignav b'pshiye, and he said nignav was a plain gneivah. Mi amrinen. So Memele, but here there's a new tzad. Akati olei ramye. Lemaise, he's mechuyev to pay. Now what happened over here? Nishbal the sheker, we really don't know what happened. He came to Besdin, and he said that it was a gneve, it wasn't my pshia. It was a gneve that I'm potter to pay. And he swore in Besdin that it was a gneve. So now, what happens now? So the way Bezin hears, Kozman, we don't know what happened. So finished. It was Nignab Yashem Mechinam Yapoto. So Yoishema. And now he finds the Ganev. And we'll see when he's going to find the Ganev, we're going to find out it wasn't the way he says it was a Poshtik. Maybe he left the door open. That's how the Ganev came in. We'll find that it was a Nignab Yashem. But Basher Usham, we don't have this evidence yet. So the Shaila is, do I say, since Ba'asher Husham, he's potter from the Baila, the Baal he doesn't owe anything, in Bezin he swore was the Poshet Gneve, he's potter to pay, so Memele, so he's not called a Baal Dovah of the Ganev. Or do I say, even though he's potter to pay, but this person has a conscience, I mean, between you and me, I'm chayv to pay. He knows he was a pesheya. The kiv in the lesheka nishba soifoi lischare to leshalm. That means in the back of his mind, now he swore Bezin was in Navy's pot. Now he doesn't have any money to pay. So Mamela, Saval, he wants to make sure they shouldn't mon any money from him. So he swore in Bezin a sheker that it was a pusher to gneve. But could be in the back of his mind that bothering him, he really knows he owes money. So there's a potential he might go and pay the Bailam. He'll be mischaret, he'll pay the Bailam. So since there's a potential he'll pay the Bailam, so now when there was, now that we find the Ganev, so he has a tviya to the Ganev for Rabbi Yid. If you don't pay me, I'll have to pay the Bailam. I swore in Bezin that I'm potter to pay. Good, I swore Bezin, but the back of my mind, I held that eventually I'm going to pay up the Bailam. So Memele, I'm your Baal Dovah, because theoretically, the even though I was a Pesheya, but you stole it, so Memele, so I'm a Bailam to be Teveya from you. That's the Kivin de Lesheker Nishba, Soifei Lischare to Leshalim, Hilkach Tviyosai Tviya Oiloi. So this is a new Shaila. Here's a Mamish Asheker. This is a Sheker that it's not Miptul, Leptul, that way we learned the first Vimnishbal Asheker. They're speaking about that he just exaggerated his Ptul. It was Taka Agneva that he was part of him. And he said that it was a list of Mizuyim. Here, Rabbi Klal the Shailam, that here he swore Mamish Hashaker. It was Taka Gneve Bepshia, and he swore Besheker that it was a Poshet to Gneve. So even though in Bezin, he Bezin can't be Teveya from him, but since behind his mind, there's a possibility that he'll pay back the Bailam, so because of that, he's considered a Baal Dovah of the Ganev. So Memele, so the could be the Tvi is a Tvi, or maybe not. What's in the back of his mind is, Basher Husham, he's potter to pay the Bailam. So Memele, so Basher Husham, he's not called a Baal Dovah for the Ganev. You swore false, you're potter to pay the Bailam. So else, what do you have a right to be Teveya the Ganev? This is one mahalach in our Gemara. Is the goras, now others were goyres fakert. Fakert and then the previous girsa. By us the girsa was in the emes nishbam, then the tviya is a tviya. In the sheker nishba, the tviya is not a tviya. Is the goras, others were goyres, the Gemara fakert. Im be'emes nishba deloy posham. They learned like this. Im be'emes nishba deloy posham. If he swore loy posha, nuustake loy posha, loy niftar agame. So it means he swore that it was loy posha. He's potter to pay the bailam. So he's not called a Baal Dovah to the Ganev. What shaykhis do you have to the Ganev?
in the previous svara that Rashi had said, since he's an honest person, so the Bailam wants him to remain Hashem, and he wants to remain Hashem, so he still is Hashem Shema. This Lashon did not hold of such cheshbainus. The Shmira ended with the Shvua, he swore, it was Nignav, he's Potter, finished. So now, who is he to be Teveya from the Galut? So, in Be'emes Nishba Deloy Posha, Loy Niftar HaGalut. So then the Ido of the Ganev is not called the Ido. The Kivin, the Be'emes Nishba, since he taka swore Be'emes, if the Lay Shema, so he's spotted to pay the Bailam, Vesu Lay Romya Lay Lamitve La Ganev, so it's not Mutal Olav to be Teve the Ganev. What Shaykh is you with the Ganev? You're finished. You were a Shema, it was stolen from you. You swore to the Bailam who was stolen, your potter, istalik shmiros, he's finished. You're out of the picture. So who are you to be Tevei of the Ganev? What shaykh is to you with the Ganev? Vim l'shekin ishbam. But what is, he was taka pesheya. And vim l'shekin ishbam, he was taka pesheya. And he swore it was a posha to gneve. Kegoin de posha, so memele, so between you and me, in reality, he owes the bala pekodin for the pekodin. That means it was nignav bipshiyosai. Now that he found the ganev, izicha baldovo for the ganev. That means vakert. I mean, because if you won't pay, I'll have to go and pay out for my own pocket to the baila. Kegain de posha, nifter haganev beido shema. The akate olei ram yelishlumi, because the shema, even though he swore false, and he told Bezin it was nignav, not pepshiye, but he still, that doesn't change facts of life. He still owes the bailin because it was nignav pepshiye. So then he's a baldova to mum from the ganev that the ganev should pay him because he owes money to the Bailam because of the Ganev. So Mamelis, I can be Tevei from the Ganev. V'rishayn shamati v'ikehu. So Rashi says the first pshat is an emesid pshat. The second pshat is not emes. The hoch ike likshuye, because if we will say like the second pshat, that that Rav has said, that if b'sheker nishba, then he could be teveya from the ganev. Im kein mai boi rove, omad li shova li sheker v'lo hinichu. So let us say, what's the case? Sheker means, according to the second pshat, that means really he's mechuye, really there was a gneve b'pshiye, and he wanted to say it was a gneve not b'pshiye, and the Bailam said, don't swear yet. Is Mahu the Gemara is a Shaila? So Rashi says, I don't understand what the Shaila is. Hash the Nishba Mamish. If he swore that it was a Gneve not Pepshi, the Stalik Lemi Beidine, and theoretically from Bezin, Bezin can mum from him. He swore it was a Posh the Gneve. The su loy ram ya loy loy shvua veloy peroim. That means Lagabi Bezin is out of the picture. He swore in Bezin was a posha to gneve. So memele he's potter. He doesn't have to swear anymore. He doesn't have to pay. Achi yiboy edim sheposha. Till edim will come and prove to Bezin that this shame is lie. But till then, he has no problem. Omrin, and that's when we say the niftar haganev, that if he mons the ganev is potem. The akati ashema romyele mitve, the shema has a right to be tevem, because the shema lamaise, what Bezna knows is one thing, but the shema has a right to be Teveya from the Ganev, because he taka owes the Bala Pekodin. Koshkein, heiched the loy nishba, zavad the givis,
if he did as yet not swear, he didn't. So Lagabi Bezni is also not finished. Lamais was Nishba Bipshia. And he wanted to swear in Bezni, you know, it was a Poshta Gnev. It was the Lamais was Nignav Bipshia. Was Nignav Bipshia. And he wanted to swear in Bezdin, I'm ready to swear, it was Nignav. It wasn't my fault, it was Nignav. And the Bialim said, let's put this off a little bit, let's wait a little bit, don't swear yet. So this Shaymer is still, his Osid is still, we'll see what's going to happen yet. Bezdin never parted him yet from the Bialim. So this Shaymer, Zichar, the Zichar potential, will have to pay the Bialim. So now he months from the Ganif. Here, Ravi is a shyly, he can't month. If he parted himself from Bezdin, with a lie. So Ravi says, but Taki Bezdin doesn't know that he owes the Bialim, but since in reality he owes the Bialim, so he's about over to month from the Ganif. So if he didn't part himself from Bezdin yet, he still, he said that Le'inichu Le'Shabbat, he didn't let him swear. But Lamaisa could very well be, Bezdin will pass and left to pay, because it was taken Nignav Bipshia. So Avada Gibis, he should be able to be Teveya from the Ganif. And here the Gemara says, here it's a Shaila. So that's why Rashi does not like the second Pshat. That's why Rashi looks up the second Pshat. Let's learn the second Taisvis, and then we'll come to the first Taisvis. The loy inichuhu mau, ikshe bekuntres ahach girse, the garsinen, there was such a girse, the garsinen, im ve'emes nishba loy niftagane. The second Loshen held that this whole cheshmen, the Rashi says, he's a potential shame, he wants invited to be a shame, and that's lamal lemer. So the Iker Nekuda is, does he owe the Bialim or doesn't he owe the Bialim? If he owes the Bialim, he can zicher be tevei from the Ganif. If he doesn't owe the Bialim, he has no shaykhus with the Ganif. So Rashi, the Gilsa was in the Emes Nishba, loinif the Ganif, because he's not a Baldova. Tim Kain, so Rashi asked, my boy Rove, Omad li shove li shekev leinichu mahu. Here the Gemara klal the shaila, is he a bal dovel to be tevei from the ganev? Hash don nish ba li shekev mamish. So Rashi, yes, when he mamish swore false. So kaponim, his matzav legavi the bailim is a much better matzav. The stalik leimi beidina ba sheru sham, he doesn't have to pay the bezna 1 month from him. The su le rom yele. Af al pikein, we say that what? Af al pikein, we say that he's called a baldovo. Koshken heichad doloi nishba. Savad give us if he as yet did not swear, doloi romyele shlumi. So he has to pay. The val, there's no tour of shmur, so he has to pay. Says it a baldovo to the God. V'yesh mitarzim, others wanna fam for Rashi's kasha. The kivin the lohinichu li shova, mochaloi. That means he wanted to swear that it was nignav. Really was nignav bepshia. He wanted to swear it was nignav, agnevish aloi bepshia. And the Bailam didn't let him swear. Mochaloi, so he was Meichel the Shvua. That means he said, Bika din you have to swear. He was Meichel. V'rei Nifter Nami Shaymer, so now this Shaymer is Nifter, Kilu Shaymer Nishba, Kilu he swore, the Bemis others are Meichel. That means, if the Bailam said you don't have to swear, so it was Mochaloi. So Memela, so it's like he swore. Vesu leirom yalei. So memele, it's so. Okilu nishba bem, so it's a good deal nishba bem. He was meichlim, so it's finished. Vesu leirom yalei. Lochi kaboy. Velav milsehi. So Taisa says, where do you see there was a machila to pay? The mishum deloi nichu li shava. That what he said, you don't have to swear. Lei mochalei. He never was meichel him that you don't have to pay. Blaimifter shayma bahochi. He never became part of paying. Avin shens the knife and you don't have to swear. But he never parted him to pay. So Mamelus Arashi is an Eisenakashi. So why here should there be a shayla? He's still mechuyev to pay. So Madoch, when he swore false, and Bezin's under the impression that he's not capotah to pay, since Lamaisa he owes the Bailam, he's called a Baldova to mom from the Ganev, over here that he was Meilam to swear, Mehechi Taisi, that should not be considered a Baldova to the Ganev. Pechem Paisik, Baal Halochis, Gdoilis, Afal Pisha, Mocha, Loya, Shvua, even though the Bailam were Meichel the Shvua, Le Nitva, Bishvil kach le'mocha le'momin. That means he wasn't, if there was a gneiva b'pshia, you don't have to swear there was a real gneiva. So the mechila is only on the shvua. But he wasn't meichelim demonim legamri. V'chosh kein eched le'mocha le'shvua shlei nichei li'shava b'yisisho. And who says b'chlav le'hinichu means he was meichel the shush shvua that he had. But le'hinichu could very well mean that he said, don't swear now, we'll talk about it yet. So l'maisa, this shame still has to be mevarer and bezen what really happened. So memele, so he zicha should be abaldova to the ganet. And here the gemara clears a shayla. That's why we're meichik this girsa, we're not kairos this girsa. Now, let us go back to the first Taisvis. I'd like to learn the Taisvis. This is Adha Chazanish learns Pshat and Taisvis while Kaponim. The Taisvis will now be going the same way we said Pshat and Rashi, and then now we have to understand Pshat and Taisvis. Tavai Shaima Vaheide, Tavu Bailim Vahevi Eide. Mashme So what was the shayla? The shayla is, he was moida to the shayma, and he wasn't, and he was kaifa to the bailam. So the shayla is, a hido to the shayma doesn't have a shayma hido. Do I say he's a shayma, he was nostalgic from the shmire, or he's still a shayma? That was the shayla of the gemara. Mashme, the hoide la acher she'enei baladov lehavi heido. So Taisvis understood that even though the Gemara is speaking about Kefil, because we're talking about Kefil, because it said that the Bailam, he was kaifa to the Bailam, and then Edom came. And he still potted to pay the Bailam. That's the shayla of the Gemara. If the Bailam is Edom, so what's the problem? So Kocha was speaking about Kefil, and the shayla is that the Hido to the Shema Patim from Kefil. So we're speaking about Kefil. Viteime, so Taisvis asks, Amai loy boy linyin keren gufei. Why do you have to talk about Edom in Klar is he Potter from Kefil? A mile boiling in Karen Gufe. Clear about Karen. Taisvis understood. And we had mentioned before the Tumasakri says a yesod for Nagamore Nira Tviye in Aido to Abaldova. And Taisvis understood it not only Negeya Lagabi the Halocha of Maida Beknas Potter, you need to be in Aido to Abaldova, Natviye from Abaldova, Lagabi the Halocha of Aido as Baldin. You also need a tviya from Abaldova Naido of Abaldova. So Mamela Trek Taisvis. So why did the Gemara have to clear Legabe is the Ganef Potter from Kefil? Altaloch of Maida Beknas. Why do you have to talk about Knas? A Maile boiling and carrying Gufe. Bishaloi boy eight. Bishaloi boy eight. Clear about the Keren. Forget about Knas. He was Maida to the Shema that he stole. So upon him, Yos Karen. And then when it comes to the Bailim, so he's kaifa the Bailim. So now to the Shaila is, if the Shaima is a Teres Baldovo, so he owes the Karen. He was made that he stole it, so he owes the Karen. If the Shema does not have a din of a baldovo, so mele he doesn't know the Keren. And why do you speak about Bo'edim? It's Negeya. If we see from our Gemara this Yisoid that a Haidah Shaloi Bifnei HaBaldova is not called a Haidah, so we have enough community Lagabi Karen. Is it a Haidah to me Mechaivim Karen, or is it not a Haidah to Mechaivim Karen? Why do you have to speak about Keifel and Moida Beknas? The Shail is a Shail of Gabi Karen Gufa. That is Taisvis Kash. Now we have to understand what's happening in Taisvis Taret. Be a Shloima, the Shum Akeren, the Avimotzi, the Mifshat, or the Poshit in Bishaker, Nishba, Loi Nifta Haganet. So I'd like to say Pshat, what is Taisvis answering? So, the Chazon Ish says Pshat and Taisvis, and Taisvis learns the way we say Pshat and Rashi. The Chazon Ish says like this, the Shaila of the according to Taisvis learned like Rashi, that the Gemara was Peshet as follows. If the Shomer swore the truth, he potter is potter side by side. If he swore the truth, he didn't swear the truth. Whatever happened, he's potter to pay the Baila. But if he swore the truth, so then the Baila wants him to remain a Shomer. If he wants him to remain a Shomer, so then he has a din baldovo, so it's called Moide Biknas, Tautik. If he didn't swear the truth, so the Bailam does not want him to remain a Shema. So he's not called a Bailam to be Tevei the Ganev. So it's not called Moide Biknas. So Taisvis says, the Shum Akeren Lavimotsu Lemifshet or the Poshet in Besheka Nishba Leinifta Ganev. So the Chazon Ish says that Taisvis holds that even though the Bailam does not want that this Shema should continue being his Shema, that he should continue being his Shema because he sees he's not fully honest, but there's Anan Sadi that he gave him a power of Harshah to be Teveya Veganev. That means Legabi the Keren, the Mafket has everything to gain and nothing to lose. That means if this Shema can get a hold of the Ganef, and the Ganef will be made to my stole, and therefore he'll be chayv the Keren, so legabi the tviyas akeren, afilo nishba l'sheker, afilo was nishba l'sheker, he would give him the koyach to be Teveya, the Ganav, to squeeze out a Haidah from the Ganav, Legabi the Keren. Legabi Keifel, that he has to have a Teirah Shema, and since he's not, and since Lemaise, he is not an honest person, so the Bailam doesn't want him to continue being a Shema, so it's not called Haidah, Legabi Keifel. But Gabi Tviyas HaKeren, even though it was Nishba L'Sheker, It's called a Teveya because it's an Ansadi. The Bala Pekodin made him, was Marshim to be Teveya the Keren from the Ganet. So the Gemara could not say what Rava said. So therefore, the Gemara had to speak only Legabi Keifel. And Legabi Keifel, there it's Taketoli, does he want him to remain a Shema? Or doesn't he want him to remain a Shema? Fine. Tavu, let's go further. Tavu Bailim L'Shema Vishile. A new case. The Bailim came over to the Shema and he says, Rabid, where's my behemoth? So the Shema was a very, very nice person. He says, listen, it was stolen. I could swear that it was stolen, but I won't swear. I'll pay you. Bishilei. Fine. The hukar aganef. And now the hukar aganef. Now you have to schlep the ganef to Bezdin. Tavu bailim. Now the bailim went Now, he paid up already the Bailam. He paid up the Bailam. The Shema paid up the Bailam. So, who Bailam void it? The Bailam schlepped the Ganif to Bezdin. And if he got paid up, the Bailam schlepped the Ganif to Bezdin. And then the Ganif and Bezdin said, yeah, Taka stole from the Shema. Tavu Shema. Now, here the case is, we're talking about the din is when a shema pays the bailam, and you find the ganif, the kefil goes to the shema. That's the Mishnah Namafkid. Now, what happened over here? The bailam, and then tavoi shema v'kofa. The shema months from him this v'kofa. Behavi Adam and the shame of what Adam that was gone. Is now klar the Gemara Shaila nifta ganev by dos bailam alay. Does the ganev become potter by dos bailam? Mi amrinen matze amalay le shame le bailam. The shame can tell the bailam, I don't understand you. Atum kivin the shaklisu lechudami istalikusu. I paid you already. It was stolen. I was a nice person. I paid you. So you're out of the picture already. The behemoth was stolen. I paid you for it. L'chumeocha. So get out of here. Who are you to mum from the ganef? Who are you to mum from the ganef? If nothing belongs to you, you're finished already. I paid you. Now I'm entitled to get the keren and the kefil. So Memele, the Haidah that he was made to you is worthless. And I slept him to Beth and he was Kaif and I brought Adam. So he owes me Kaifel. Haidah Mamotzi Omrilei, Apella de Kizar, that the Bailam can tell the Shema, Ki Heicha Da'at of the Slon Milse, you did a very nice thing to me. You paid me up. You were potter to pay. And nami of dinalach, I feel a chorus atoyv to you. Tochin and bosa ganve. So I'm going to go and help find the ganef. So I'm going to go and bring the ganef. Shekalno anon didon, ushkoil at didoch. We'll see. We'll translate this soon. But let us just first see Rashi. So Rashi at Avdanon Milse, so Rashi says, Toive, you did me a Toive, Sheshilamto Lifnim Mishura Sadin. Hilkach Alon Didon Nami Rami Lemebed Milse de Tibuse, Laduri Bosa Ganbe. Now I want to go and find the Ganbe for you. Ulamitvei, and to be Teveye. Fakert, it's only Yosha. That means I should help to find the Sama Baldovi here to find the Ganif. Utvios on Tviye. Sabaitet has a Teres Tviye. So Mamela. But the Gemara ends something very interesting. I'll take mine. Yishkoilat Didoch. What does this mean? So there's a Mirdike Rambam and a Teisus Ridabab Metziah that says a Mirdike Chiddish. They bring a raya from this Gemara, maybe this is the second Loshen, Amir de Kezach, that the halacha that the Shema gets kefil if he paid for the Gneve, that's Tafke if it's not Be'en. If it's Be'en, so then the Bailam gets back his Beheime, and the Shema gets kefil. And the whole lakno from the Bailam to the Shema was he was makne pora lekfele. That means since you're a fine person and you paid me, I'm makne the kefil to you. But lemais, if it's be'en, I'm going to keep the behemoth and I'll pay you back your money. I'll give you back your money. So memele, that's what it would seem for Nagemore. Shokalno ano didon. I'm taking what belongs to me. So I see the pora belongs to him. Shkelati doch, and you'll take the kefil. But God over here, since he was moide to the bailam, there's no kefil God. So nebuch, I wanted to do you a tayve, and partik sadish kegank. Itma.
Now, let us, this is a very interesting Gemara, a new Gemara. Nigneva ba'inis, was Nigneva ba'inis, v'hu karaganav. Before, when we learn the Gemara, I want to learn the Gemara the way the Ramah says, Pshat in the Gemara, not the way Rashi says. Rashi says another Chiddush in the Gemara, which we won't speak about now. Nigneva ba'inis, v'hu karaganav. And now we find out who the Ganav is, Hukar HaGanav. You have to schleppen to Bezden now, but we know already who the Ganav is. Amar Abaye, Im Shema Chinam Hu, if this person was, now the Nigdav Abayinus means it was a list of Mizuyim. And now we find who the Ganav is. We know the Ganav is, you just have to schleppen to Bezden, which is Eshtikol Tirchit. Im Shem Achinam, so Abaye said like this, if he's a Shem Achinam, Rotza Oise Imaydin, if he wants, he can schlep the Ganef Tadin Teire, and Fartik, Rotza Nishba, and if he wants, he can swear. That means, so Abaye is saying, else his obligations as a Shem Achinam, before anything happened, it was stolen, he was supposed to, he had an appointment in Bezden, he was supposed to swear that it was Nignab, Staka Nignab Bainis. Before there was a chance to go to Bezden, they got a Yediyah Ukara Ganev. So Memela, the Ganev is, we now know who the Ganev is, we can handle with the Ganev. So what are the obligations of the Shema now? So Abaye said the Shema has no obligations. If he wants, he can go to Bezin and swear, it was Nignav Ba'oines, and Hukar HaGanav, let the Bailam go and get back. Now he's fortunate, we found out who the Ganav is. Let the Bailam be tevei from the Ganav. If he wants, he can be oise din with the ganef. That means he could continue his shmire. He could continue his shmire and say, "No, now we found the ganef, so now I'll be tevei the ganef." But it's up to him. Im shayma sachahu. But what if he's a shayma sachah? Hashem Masocha doesn't have a alternative. He can, we'll see soon, Amerdika Svar on the Ramah. If he's Hashem Masocha, he can't say, well, it was a list of Mizuyim, it was Nigna Boinis. He can't swear it was a list of Mizuyim. Reb Yid, you mechuyev to go and get it, the schlep this gun of Ladin. Rava said, Sai Hashem Achinam, Sai Hashem Asocha, Oise Imaydin Ve'einai Nishba. He has to go and get it back from the gun. So there's a Meiridike Ramah here. The Ramah says Pshat, let's say Pshat in Rove, then we'll go back to Abaye. The Ramah says Pshat in Rove as follows. That when it's stolen from a Shema, so it was stolen. Shema Chinim, Shema Socher. He was talking about there was a list of Mizuin. He's Potter. Yeah, a list of Mizuin. Came with a machine gun to him. He told him, give me the payments. What should he do? He gave him the payment. Fine. So that's 100% true. He's finished. But now it's Hukar HaGanav. Now we know who the Ganav is. They took away the machine gun from him. So Memele, so Rove held. So now it's no Einus anymore. The tool of Lista Mizuyim is, if he took it away from you and now we don't know where the Ganav is, you have no responsibilities whatsoever.
He came to you with a machine gun, you had to give it to Patek. Now it's not here anymore. But if now a sukkah aganev, so now it's there's no einus anymore. Schlep him to the interior. Okay, I mean 5 hours work. No. There's no, you're a shamer. And you have an oif and how to get it back. Sukkah aganev. There's no machine gun anymore. So Rav held a meirid. So this, you're called a peisheya. Means your shmira didn't end. Your shmira ended if we don't know who the ganef is. So memela, you zich you mechuyev to give to the ganef. You want mechuyev to be meisa nefesh for the pikadon. So memela, then so you did what you're supposed to do. But if 5 minutes later it's ukar ganef and now you can take it away from the ganef. So memela, so now you're mechuyev to take it away from the ganef. Let us, for example, he came with a machine gun, and now 5 minutes we see that it's a toy machine gun. So he came with a machine gun. It looked real. Now I see it's not real. But now the ganev is here, so take it away from the ganev. Tainit rove, if it's hukar a ganev, and now we can schlep the ganev to bezin, so your ptur of oinus fell off already. You are oinus called manual nonus. Now it's hukar a ganev. Now you can get back the behemoth from the ganef, you're mechuyev al shema to take it back. You're not an honest anymore. Even the shema chinam is mechuyev to get it back. That was the svar of Rava. In Abaye held nitazoi. I mean, the Amayudik machloikas Abaye v'Rava. Abaye held that since he was a shema chinam and Lamaisa was taken away by Ines, so he's finished already. It's not mutl on him anymore. It's over and done with. It's taken away by Ines. It's not mutl on him anymore. Now, even though we know the ganavism, we can slap him to Bezdin, this is not mechiyuvei Hashem to do by Hashem Achinam. And Rava was chaylik on Abaye. Fine. Frag the Gemara, leime pligia the Ravuna Barovin. So, should we say that Rav is cholik on Ravuna Barovin, the sholach Ravuna Barovin, nigneva ba'ines, nigneva ba'ines, vukar aganev, mishay machinamu, rotsa isimidin, rotsa nishba, mishay mesochu, isimidin, vayne nishba, as we see, Ravuna Barovin held clear like a baye, so Rav is cholik on Ravuna Barovin, vice Ravuna Barovin was an early Amore, he wouldn't be chaylik on Ravuna Barov. Omer lecha rove hoche b'mayaskinon, Ravuna Barovin is speaking about a different case. Kigoin shekodam v'nishpa. Ravuna Barovin is speaking about when he swore already. Our machloikas is speaking about he didn't do anything, now it's hukar aganev, so memele. So it's hukar aganev, so now, Rav is held, so now, it's hukar aganev, so Hashem Achinim is also mechuyev. You never became oy shema. You're coming to the balabos and saying, well, it was stolen from me, but good, but now we found that it's the ganev, so go get it back from the ganev. Ravun, Baravin is speaking about Shekodam Benishba. It's speaking about that he swore already. He swore to the before hukar aganev, he swore. So Memela, so there, Ravuna Barovin differentiated between Hashem Achina and Hashem Asocha. Hashem Achinam, since he swore already, so he's out of the picture. He swore, and he's potter, he's not Mechuyev, he's finished already. Hashem Asocha, the Shvue of Hashem Asocha, that there was a list of Mezuyim, is Pshat, is, I like to say, if to pay you, I swore I'm not mechuyev to pay you. There was a nine, this was list of mezuyim. She's not mechuyev to pay. But now that we found the list of mezuyim, you're mechuyev to shlapen to din teire. That's how Ravuna Barova differentiated between Hashem Achinam and Hashem Masoch. But that's dafke if he swore already. But if he didn't swear, so then Rava holds even Hashem Achinam, it's not done and over with. You're still a shema, and if you won't take care of it now, it's considered like you're a pesheya. fragt die Gemara, wo Rotsa oise imoi din Rotsa nisch bakoma. How can you say, Ravuna Bahamna speaking about that he swore already? Ravuna says, by Hashem Achinam, if he wants, he can swear. So Rav answered, Hachikoma, Rotsa Hashem Achinam oimed bishvuosai. If the Hashem Achinam wants, he could be oimed bishvuosai. He could remain with the Shvua, not Nishba. Nishba means oimed bishvuosai. Rotsa oise imaydin. If he wants, is oise imaydin. That's how Rava said pshat in, that's how Rava said pshat. Now let's go a little further. Rabizuti boi lohochi. Rabizuti. But we see clearly that Sai, according to Abaye, Sai, according to Rava, a shomer socha, that it was nigna be'oines, and now it's suker aganev, less man the polig, that he's mechuyev to handle with the ganev. Calls man, he had a machine gun facing you, you had to give it to him. But now that suker aganev and his machine gun is taken away, you mechuyev to schlep him to beznin, that's als your chiyev shomrim, to the Baila. This is Sai Abai and Sai Erova held this by Hashem Masoch. Now, Rabbi Zuti boi lohochi. Rabbi Zuti had a shayla. Nigna v'boines. And the Mephoshim say he's speaking by Hashem Masoch. He's speaking by Hashem Masoch. It's nigna v'boines. V'chzire ganav lebei shayma. And here, going to some. The ganav returned it. And now, the Shema was not Geirisid anymore. It was Nignaba Ba'oines. I'm out of the picture. I'm Oy Shema. And now the Ganav returned it. And the Shema did not take care of it. Umeisa Bipshir. So Rabbi Zuti Klada Shaila. Mau. Mi Amrinin Kim the Nignaba Ba'oines. Kal Yelesh Mirosai. He's Oy Shema. So the Mephoshim say Rab Zuti is choylik on Abai and Rove. Abai and Rove held for a svore pshute that a shaymer socha, if they, he's mechuyev to shlep the ganav tadin teire. He's not oy shaymer yet. It was nigdav abaynis, he doesn't have to pay, but now, hukar aganav, you're still a shayma, you're mechuyev al shayma to be teveya the ganav. That's what Abai v'Rav held. And Rabbi Zuti had a shayla, not only is he not mechuyev to be teveya the sofik, afilu the ganav brought it back to the shayma, maybe the shayma doesn't have to watch it anymore. He'll tell you, the minute it was stolen from me, is kal yaleish mirosai, so mele I feel like I'm a shema. I don't make even the hodra, he got it back, it's hodra lish mirosai. So you see clearly Rabbi Zute is chaylik an abaya barove, and his whole tzad is, he has a tzad that I feel by hodra, he's a shema, or maybe by hodra, then he's mechuyim bishmirosai, take him. Fine. Now let us see Rashi. This is, we learned the Gemara the way the Ramah says Pshat in the Gemara. Rashi Benachmi also learns Pshat in the Gemara. Like this. Now let us see Rashi. Nignava ba'oines belisti mezuyim, v'shem asocha potaboy, v'achakach ukar aganev, v'yochel achoyfei leitziyem miyodam. So Hashem achinam, rotza nishba, Abaylam Yifu Min Aganev, that he can do. Oise Rotza Oise Imaydin. So Rashi says that the Raman, the Rashbel, and Shal Oise Imaydin, he schleps the Ganev Tadin Teire. Rashi says, Pshat, Mishalem Labaylam, he pays up the Baylam, Vu Yifra Min Aganev. And Rove says, and Abay says, Vim Shemer Socha, who Afal Gav, the potable is the mizuyim, hoy, hocha, hoyo, vahukar aganev, vla yavsit klum, olav litroyach acher, lavikahu yishalom labailum. Rashi is a moiridikachidish. Rashi says that if we see the ganev, So now he's mechuyev, the Shem is mechuyev to pay the Bailim, and he's mechuyev to get the money from the Ganef, Yatsav Yifchem in the Ganef. Amir the Kechidish, and that the Rishayna Machayla can Rashi. Oise Yimaydin, Yishalom the Mitzvah, Olav Lachsarach Aveide, this is Mustamba by Shem Echinam, Laima Pligi, the Rova, the Ravuna Barovin, Kegoin Shekodam Venishba, Kaidim Shahukar Aganev, Samemele there, Avune Barovin held that Hashem Echinam is not Mechuyev to pay the Bailam. Let us just see Taisvis, Nignava Boines, Nira Dainsh, Gneva Kuya Oines, Halabalista Mezuyin, the Perish Pekuntres, Pechemuchach Lel Bakaines.